Spring is here. Pretty much. And some of those same over-the-counter antihistamines you use for sniffles and sneezes may someday help treat cancer.
Tagamet and Zyrtec are the over-the-counter brand names for the drugs that we were testing.
Rebecca Martin at VCU.
In this study, we have been giving these drugs to mice in our mouse models, and we see these mice become more resistant, thus allowing them to clear the tumor or better react to the tumors.
Rebecca is lead author of the research paper in a study led by Daniel Conrad, a professor of microbiology and immunology at the VCU School of Medicine.
If it would work, that's a very simple type of compound that's been tested multiple times without toxicity.
Here's what happens. The body produces histamines in reaction to allergens. Their research shows not only does it make you miserable, but also it may adversely affect the immune system's ability to fight tumors. So the same antihistamines that make you feel better might play a far more important role someday.
Everybody would like to harness our immune system, which is a wonderful system. It's what makes humanity possible. We would like to harness that so it could destroy these transformed cells. It's been very difficult to do because our body thinks these cells are ourself. They're part of us. So anything that helps us prevent these suppressive mechanisms that prevent our body from destroying tumor is something that's very exciting.
Cancer is not one simple disease with one common cure. But the VCU study, with a grant from the Massey Cancer Center, may take a common remedy for an even more common problem and provide us with another valuable treatment. Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.